What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, August 1st, 2019, and start of a brand new month, start of a brand new series of adventures, whatever. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. It's a busy news day, apparently, over on Fox News. Shepard Smith was discussing a Bigfoot sighting, according to Stephen Elkin. So, yeah. And I've noticed that they're pushing UFOs a lot. I was going around the cable box last night, and, you know, UFOs and space aliens, which means they're testing something up there and don't want us to realize that we paid for it. All right, so the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. So let's just get right on into it. Obviously, last night, Chapter 2 of the second Democratic debate, and it was a circus. It was a lot of craziness, almost as crazy as Marianne Williamson on Tuesday. Kirsten Gillibrand and Jay Inslee came across as slightly unhinged. Joe Biden constantly stumbled over numbers and phrases, with an incoherent presentation that's probably going to haunt him to the election. In fact, his closing statement really confused a lot of people. So the Democrats may have more than 20 candidates running, but none of them are looking presidential. Now, maybe that'll change, or maybe a stronger candidate will enter the race eventually. But right now, Democratic strategists can't be feeling too good about their chances of winning the 2020 election. And interestingly enough, Tulsi Gabbard did poll very high in the post-debate polls here. But some of the stuff these candidates were saying just didn't really make any sense. Kirsten Gillibrand said, the first thing that I'm going to do when I'm president is I'm going to Clorox the Oval Office. Jay Inslee said, our house is on fire. We have to stop using coal in 10 years, and we need a president to do it, or it won't get done. Get off coal, save this country and the planet. So we're into this whole global warming thing here. Joe Biden was out there saying, Obamacare is not working, which, yeah, he's actually right about that one. Julian Castro said, I don't want to make America anything again. I don't want us to go backward. We're not going back to the past. We're not going back where we came from. We're going to move forward. Suitably vague. Doesn't really say what it is he's got in mind. Andrew Yang came across saying, we need to do the opposite of much of what we're doing right now. And the opposite of Donald Trump is an Asian man who likes math. Kamala Harris, and she had a rough night last night, what we need is someone who is going to be on that debate stage with Donald Trump and defeat him by being able to prosecute the case against 4 more years. And let me tell you, we've got a long rap sheet. Cory Booker said, we have a real crisis in our country, and the crisis is Donald Trump. But not only Donald Trump, I have a frustration that sometimes people are saying the only thing they want is to beat Donald Trump. Well, that's the floor and not the ceiling. Actually, that does make a little bit of sense here. Bill de Blasio said, if we're going to beat Donald Trump, this has to be a party that stands for something. The party of labor unions. This has to be the party of universal health care. There has to be the party that's not afraid to say out loud, we're going to tax the heck out of the wealthy. And when we do that, Donald Trump, right on cue, will call us socialists. And here's what I'll say to him. Donald, you're the real socialist. So Jay Inslee said, and number two, we have to make America what it's always been, a place of refuge. We've got to boost the number of people we accept. I'm proud to have been the first governor saying, send us your Syrian refugees. I'm proud to have been the first governor to stand up against Donald Trump's Muslim ban. I'm proud to have sued him 21 times and beat him 21 times in a row. I am ready for November 2020. Andrew Yang again said, raise your hand in the crowd if you've seen stores closing where you live. And of course, a lot of hands went up. It's not just you. Amazon is closing 30% of America's stores and malls. I don't really think it's Amazon. They like to blame Amazon, but it's really the economy. The American people don't have money. Cory Booker came on out and said, there's a saying in my community that you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor. I have absolutely no idea what he's trying to say there here. Kirsten Gillibrand, again, I think as a white woman of privilege who's a U.S. senator running for president of the United States, it is my responsibility to lift up those voices that aren't being listened to. And I can talk to these white women in the suburbs and explain to them what white privilege actually is. Jay Inslee, we have one last chance. When you have one chance in life, you take it. Think about this. Literally, the survival of humanity on this planet and civilization is in the hands of the next president, and we have to have a leader who will do what is necessary to save us, and that includes making this the top priority of the next presidency. So they were pushing global warming and bash Trump, open borders, the basic liberal agenda. And overall, it looks like the Democratic Party is drifting further and further left. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, former Vice President Biden stumbled through his debate. One thing he said may have ended his chances of being president. And again, this goes back to that whole global warming thing. And he said that he promised to eliminate fossil fuels. Well, he's not going to win Pennsylvania with that one. So, but again, I don't know why people get all that excited about the debates, because what they're saying now, what they're promising now, it has no more bearing on what they'll do in office than what they say on the campaign trail. We had Obama promise to end the wars. We've had Trump promise to end the wars. The wars are still ongoing. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Doug in Thailand. Aloha, Doug. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hiya, Mike. Aloha. I hope you got my email. I wanted to say something about conversation from a few days ago. Firstly, how much I like to hear from Dustin. He's insightful, he's articulate, and he speaks like from a sort of sensibility I think I come from, and you too share. I think you take a lot of his calls because he gives you a backdrop, a sort of, I don't know how to, it works better with someone there. Whoever was complaining, I forget the details, guy from somewhere down southeast. I think he, you know, disagree with him, sorry. But it kind of upset me to hear it turning into, on one hand you're talking about unity, and I'm heading back to Taiwan tomorrow.
Okay, well, be careful. Things are getting very tense over there right now.
Yeah, well, I'll be able to let you know how it is. The mayor of Taipei, Koh, is very popular, nonpartisan. He's throwing his hat in the ring and starting a new Taiwan People Party. I'm already on the team.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Just something. And all the best, Mike.
Well, all the best to you, too. All right, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go. Bye-bye. All right, getting on back to the Democratic debate here. Charles Barkley came on out with an interesting statement. He said, every black person I know has always voted Democratic. All those people are still poor. Well, it's not just black people. Everybody who votes Democratic winds up staying poor. Look at what's going on in these Democratic stronghold cities of Los Angeles and San Francisco and Baltimore and Chicago. They're struggling just to get by. So anyway, Kamala Harris mixed it up with Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi clearly came out on top. Kamala Harris dismissed it as a fancy opinion on a stage. But the hashtag Kamala Harris destroyed was trending on Twitter after Tulsi Gabbard. So, of course, what happens? Oh, it must be Russian bots. It couldn't be that Tulsi actually did a good job. It must be the Russian bots. So Gabbard basically shredded Harris for jailing more than 1,500 non-violent marijuana offenders while admitting in a radio interview that she herself had smoked marijuana in college. And she blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor. She fought to keep the cash bail system in place and basically left Kamala Harris nowhere to go. So you're making up for that BDS vote there, Tulsi. Then she goofed again. Tulsi Gabbard said at the debate that Trump is supporting Al-Qaeda. It was poorly timed when you consider the news coming on out that Osama bin Laden's son was dead. And apparently he was killed within the last 2 years. So it makes you wonder, why is it just being leaked out now? But according to two U.S. officials, the U.S. government had a role in the operation that killed the younger bin Laden. So he was taken out. He was assassinated sometime in the last 2 years. And for some reason, it's been let out now. And maybe somebody knew that Tulsi was going to say Trump was soft on Al-Qaeda, and this was put on out there to counter that. Anyway, the Democratic strategists are indeed concerned that Trump is likely to win next year's election. They're seeing a lot of Democratic infighting. There's a lack of a real message. There are no new ideas. It's just a rehash of everything they've been talking about for the last several election cycles, like global warming. So Michael Moore is out there saying only one candidate can crush Trump, and she's not running. And he was doing an interview with MSNBC, reported by The Hill. And he's not talking about Hillary Clinton, which was my first assumption when I saw the headline. He's talking about Michelle Obama. He thinks she can come on in and give the Democratic Party a real shot at the White House. And I'm sorry, I disagree. The Obama brand is not that good, and Michelle herself lacks experience in public life. She doesn't have qualifications. So, but Michael Moore is out there pushing for Michelle Obama. Maybe it's because word has trickled down that Hillary definitely will not be coming on in. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, a story that came on out from Chimp Planet said that during the course of the debate, somebody over at CNN was manually abusing YouTube's copyright system to order takedowns of commentators covering last night's DNC debate, resulting in 90-day live stream bans for those channels. So basically, CNN wanted exclusivity, and it was a wanton display of disregard for the fact that this was a public forum. So again, we're in a war between corporate media and independent media. All righty, we're going to take a phone call now. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Yeah, Michael, I think there's two major outcomes that came out of this debate, and I think you're going to agree with it. The first and the most major one was that guy Lang or whatever, saying about global warming. Even if the United States follows all the accords, the Indians, the Chinese won't. That is the biggest thing that actually really did come out of this debate, because this global warming nonsense has got to stop. These filthy lying demon rats keep pumping this global warming. Even if the United States cooperated, Indians and the Chinese are not. And the second thing, Michael, is this guy Biden, and he couldn't even get out of his number in the end. He couldn't even get out of his text, the text from Joe. I mean, this guy, next year, he's going to be 78 years old. He wants to be president of the United States. He's already looks like he's starting to get traces of dementia. He's looking like Pelosi's got Tourette's. You can see her going. And how does a woman, 78 years old, have such smooth face like that, Michael? How much money has Pelosi pumped into that face? I guarantee
probably
she's
quite a bit.
$2 million on that face. $2 million. And, you know, she talks about all these illegals. Well, why don't we take 5,000 of them and stick them right here in her compound? She's worth $38 million. Her husband's worth almost $1 billion. I know, no, excuse me, she's worth $58 billion. And, you know, she has this big wall around her, like old Barry Sorcaro, who's saying Obama's got a wall around his property in Washington. You know, let's stick all these illegals on their property. Let them be maids or something. Give them jobs. Because I'm looking at Biden last night. I mean, this guy, next year at this time, he's going to be a beat-down, worn-out punching bag. I mean, the guy's going to be 78 years old. What, is he going to be a one-term president? Is that what he wants, to destroy Trump? In the nonsense of all this? Look, Michael, like I told you, OAN, every night day I look at it, I'm like, I can't believe that there's at least one network that's telling the truth about immigration. All these other networks, they should be held for treason because they're allowing never to tell the truth to the American public. And I'll repeat this to you, Michael. I live in South Florida, and I want everybody in your audience to understand this. Miami-Dade County, Broward County, was called the land of the Magic City, okay, back in the 60s. Again, I'll repeat this. There's not one white male, Anglo male, on the Miami-Dade County Commission. Broward County's only got 5 left. And there's one other story I want to let you know about, Michael. Did you see the story about Hungary right now? It's going on. It was on the news. Breitbart and Drudge had it on. You saw the story about the men and women in Hungary? You saw that story, Michael?
No, I didn't see that
All one. Over the news. Okay, there's a story right now that's breaking in Breitbart and Drudge that the Hungarian government now is proposing that every white couple in Hungary, I guess they're naturalized Hungarians, for every baby they have, they're going to get $30,000. I guess it's in euros or whatever. So basically, if a woman has 3 kids, she's going to end up, I think I read it, was like $90,000 to have a baby. For each baby. I mean, each baby's $30,000. Well, you know what, Michael? They're going to have to implement that here in this country eventually. I hate to tell you. I believe I saw a story in USA, the paper, about USA had an article about that about 5 years ago about France, because the most popular name in France is Mohammed or Allah. I'm like, what's going on? And then you got these demon rats on that stage last night saying they want to have open borders. California's already flooded. The hospitals are closing down. It's a disaster area. Sewage leaking in from Mexico up into San Diego. I mean, this is madness. And you know what? Nobody's being held accountable. And you know, Michael, as much as I say I care for, you know, I love what Trump's doing, there are some things I have to totally agree with you on. And one is, he's never arrested none of these people. Now they're going to let Homie Comey off.
Yes.
Well, he did the same thing as Hillary, and they're going to let this guy slide, Comey. That clown, that big 6'8" dork. That looks like a big doofball. What's going on in the FBI? And it's just madness. It's utter madness. It's utter madness. You know, as far as, like I was telling you yesterday, Michael, here in the state of Florida, the vote counts. But where Dustin lives and all that, New Jersey, New York, California, your vote doesn't count if you're an Anglo. All the Anglos are fleeing California like mad. 6,000 a day. I saw it on Drudge about 2 months ago, that people are literally fleeing out of California in droves. They've been beat down. They guess they gave up, or they're liberal freaks and they want to destroy other states. Look, all these people coming out of New Jersey, going to Carolinas and Virginia, they destroy that place. They're liberals. And that's how they're working. The Democrat Party's working these liberals to start migrating to other states so they can turn them blue. This is all modus of operandi by the demon rats.
All right, well, listen, Tom, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Tom in Florida about last night's debate. And did you get a sense that the Democratic Party is being shoved harder to the left by the squad?
Yes, Michael, absolutely. You know, I'll tell you what's really telling. This guy Castro, he was worked for Obama, and he never said a word. And then he's chewing out Biden, saying Biden about the immigration. But here, this guy Castro, this guy totally wants the country flooded with multiple millions of Hispanics, so they'll actually turn this country to a Spanish-speaking country. Just tell the truth, Castro. You know, he's probably just as like a dictator like Fidel. This guy Castro was really telling, chewing out Biden, but here, in the meantime, he was working for Obama, and he never did a darn, he never said nothing to Obama about it. Why did he go, all of a sudden, he got an awakening? I mean, that was telling in itself. That whole debate was nothing but Bolshevik socialist communism.
Yes.
And I think these people should go live in Cuba or Venezuela, all of them, including Biden. He's another ass clown. That's got to be stopped. But you know what, Michael? I don't know. The American public is, I guess they're that stupid. And I'll leave you with this thought, Michael. You know, they have a, I don't know if you've been seeing a video of this guy Cummings, Elijah Cummings.
Yeah.
1999 at Baltimore. Did you see the video of that?
Yeah, where he himself is saying that the city is infested.
Yeah, but can you imagine if Trump would have said can you imagine if Trump would have used the word zombies? That the people in Baltimore are walking around like zombies? Can you imagine if Trump would have said that?
Yeah, they would have gone after him. I mean, clearly they're in the media.
They would have gone insane.
Yep.
Yeah, they would have totally gone insane. But, you know, Michael, I still don't, you know, it's like, what's happened? You know what I'm saying? It's what happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just mind-blowing to me. However,
all right, well, listen, the phone lines are loading up. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you can tell Tom what happened is the culture, the television, the media, and the education system. That's you watched the debate last night, and it's just like he was saying, it was a bunch of socialists in the service of oligarchs. I read the quote today, and I said, that's about sums it up, socialists in the service of oligarchs. Because yeah, the oligarchs, they love climate change, and they hide behind the whole racism thing. And, you know, but I got to tell you, Joe Biden, as a Trump fan, there's nobody I'd like to see more than Joe Biden. I mean, when you watch Trump, right now he's out there on the White House lawn talking to the press. I mean, he's wheeling and dealing, and he's thinking on his feet. Joe Biden, he's got brain damage. I mean, he's seriously got something wrong mentally. And when you look at his positions, I mean, on NAFTA, on coal and global warming, I mean, how's that going to be in the states like Wisconsin and Michigan with the cars in Michigan, and then in Ohio and Pennsylvania with the coal? The Democrats need to take those blue states back in order to get a victory. And, you know, it seems like they're all appealing to the black vote, like bending over backwards to such a degree they're alienating the moderate and the independent liberals. And I also noticed that they seem to be appealing to women. And I think there comes a point when women can sense, you know, they're white women. They have white husbands. They have white sons. You know, these people, they're getting advice from like a bunch of sorority girls that just got out of like some super liberal college or something. I mean, they are so out of touch with the mainstream. I mean, Trump is blessed with these people as his enemies. I mean, unless they cheat, like completely cheat with the legal aliens and all that, or something bad financially or whatever happens. But I got to say, Tulsi was outstanding. And I'm not just saying this because I agree with her anti-war position. She's very beautiful. She's very well-spoken. She didn't get all shrill and hysterical like all the others. She was like of all of them. And what she said was, you know, I disagree with her on climate change, but she wasn't like hysterical. That one guy saying, it's already too late. The world's going to end. Move to higher ground. I mean, but I got to tell you, the Democrats will never let her win, just like the Republicans wouldn't let Ron Paul win. But if they want to beat Trump, of all the people I've seen, she's the only one that has a chance of beating Trump. She thinks on her feet. She's attractive. She's well-spoken. She's not hysterical. She can get the independent votes. But I think because of her war positions, and they'll never let her in. I mean, they got Ron Paul, or they already are. They're, like, cutting down on her surge that she had. They're faking the numbers. You know, they're calling her a Putin's puppet. But when I watched her go after Kamala Harris, I said, wow, ooh, she just tore her up. And Kamala Harris, she can't think on her feet. She just couldn't, it just showed her weakness. So if the Democrats were smart, unless they have a ringer on the sidelines, which might be Hillary, the only candidate I saw last night that could beat Trump was Tulsi Gabbard, and the same way with the night before. And Biden is incredibly weak candidate. I mean, they're going to bring up his son's China connections, you name it. Trump is just salivating to get into a debate with that guy.
Okay, well, Joe, we're going to have to let you go because we got to take another break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Let's go back to the phones here to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just to add to what Tom was talking about in Florida, about people leaving California. And I lived there for nearly 9 years, close to 10 years. And I left because people asked me, why'd you leave California? I loved California. But I left because I did throw in the towel. And I went to those town council meetings, and I remember the first one in Santa Rosa, where they were deciding, they were going to decide on if Santa Rosa would be the first sanctuary city in the state. And I went to that town council meeting, and I had my 3 minutes to speak. And I stood up there, and I tell you, I looked at every one of those council members. I pointed a finger, and I said, we shouldn't even be here discussing this. This is illegal. What you're thinking about deciding on is illegal. And I hold each and every one of you accountable to following the rule of law. So I said what I had to say, and I went home and waited for the verdict to come through. The next day it was reported in the paper, Press Democrat, yep, that the town council had decided Santa Rosa would be the first sanctuary city in the state of California. I knew right then and there I had no voice anymore. A citizen had no voice. And I threw in the towel, and I hated to do that. But when you can't have people follow the rule of law and you can't force them to follow the rule of law and there's no attorney stepping forward to fight for the citizen, I finally said, I threw my hands up and I said, that's it, we're out of here. Get the house ready, we're putting it up for sale, and we left. We moved.
Yep. I know what you're going through right now. I mean, I love Hawaii, but it too is a liberal state, and it's deteriorated quite a bit since we moved here. I mean, the roads are terrible, and when we were going through the situation with Claire's back injury, you know, it was like having to dodge the potholes that were causing her so much pain. When we had the Honda stolen and we got the newer car, and Claire and I said, oh, great, we can finally, you know, get out onto the island, because with the Honda, it was so old and fragile. We just didn't go anywhere outside of the supermarket. But then we started trying to go on out with the newer car. But the roads are just so terrible. Again, it was making Claire uncomfortable and in pain. So, the place has really fallen apart. We've got this disaster with the light rail system. We've got a massive homeless problem on this island. Yes, we have illegal immigrants and refugees on this island. So I figured it was definitely time to move to a red state.
Yeah. You know, I've always been a fighter, and I hate to run away from it, but you do realize at some point in time you were going to lose this. And when it came down to economics, I know California is they're in trouble, deep economic trouble. And so my move was actually an economic move also, to say I either sell now at the height or I lose, and I'm not going to lose twice, you know. That's it for me, Mike. Have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You know, when I travel throughout the Midwest, and I do that quite often, you know, and I speak to the average person that lives in those states, you know, they're not happy with the Democrats. They are not happy with the Republicans. And they are very, very disappointed, and they blame corporate America because no one's helping people these days. I mean, it's easy to say, you know, the Democrats have gone to the left, and I agree with that. But unfortunately, the Republican Party is now the Trump Party. And I think the biggest problem that Trump's going to have is himself. He cannot control himself. In fact, I was watching the news a second ago, and the White House are nervous about Trump giving a speech today because they don't know what he's going to say.
Yeah, well, what he basically said is come September, they're going to sanction the rest of the Chinese or tariff the rest of the Chinese goods.
Right, I heard that, and which means the corporate America is not going to be happy.
No, well, the retailers and importers aren't going to be happy, but I'm hoping, you know, that we're going to start seeing more investment into manufacturing. But like we reported yesterday, we have these American corporations like GM. They're still shutting down their factories. They shut right. down this transmission plant that's been making transmissions for 78 years. Let all the workers go.
Did you read where, you know, when Trump is talking about bailing out the farmers? Did you read where 80% of the bailout went toward corporate farms, and the other
yes.
farmers, they got around about $5,000?
Yeah, I read
how
that.
How is that a bailout?
Well, it's a bailout for the corporate farms,
right.
But as far as the small family farms, yeah. And, you know, it's accelerating the point at which these corporate farms are going to buy up the last of these small family farms, and then it will all be corporate farming.
Right, right. And finally, you know, I did listen to most of the debates. You know, as a person who votes independent, I'm not happy with any of those Democrats running. You know, I might just have to, you know, not vote again like it did last time, but Joe Biden, he might have a chance. As far as the other ones, they're not ready. They aren't, you know, they're not realistic. And again, where in the hell is the money going to come from?
Yes.
I mean, that's the biggest thing, and they don't want to talk about that.
No, they don't.
Michael, you take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Jim. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why these Democratic strongholds are in trouble. The liberals get elected making promises of all kinds of free stuff. They don't talk about where the money's going to come from, but the money gets basically sucked out of the general population and the city itself, and so the city crumbles into disrepair. And it's a very short-term way of governing. like, you know, oh, things will be okay for the next 4 to 6 years, and after that, it's somebody else's problem. All right, back to the phones here. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, I was watching the debate yesterday on InfoWars, you know, on your own channel there.
Yes.
And I thought Tulsi was excellent. I thought she started off slow, but she really caught on. She called Trump out, as she should have. I was disgusted with Owen Schroyer there, as a matter of fact. I'm thinking of stopping with InfoWars completely. He's calling her, he's saying she's lying about Trump being a warmonger and supporting Al-Qaeda. He's very much so supporting Al-Qaeda. He's supporting the White Helmets. He supports, they threatened Syria if they attacked Idlib. They even threatened Russia in a way if they attacked Idlib. He's supporting the Saudis, who are definitely supporting Al-Qaeda, and he supports Israel, who's a supporter of Al-Qaeda. So, I mean, admitted, by the way. They admit they're support. They supported him. So I'm really fed up with InfoWars. I tweeted him on Twitter. I told him he's full of it and that, you know, Tulsi was absolutely right yesterday. As far as her support for that BDS or anti-BDS thing, that has no teeth. It's just a statement. I'm disgusted with it. She shouldn't have done it. But I'm willing to, you know, see what happens still, because I think all the Democrats and the Republicans, nobody's even close. I mean, she made a fool out of Kamala Harris. I love that, because Kamala Harris is, to me, Hillary Clinton with more pigmentation. That's all she is. Very similar. I don't like her. I don't even like her face. I don't like her body language. I don't like her tone of voice. I don't like anything about that woman. And I don't like it. Hypocrisy. Biden is basically, I don't know if Biden's really got it together anymore. You know, he seems to have lost a lot of the thinking capacity. He never was very much to begin with. And as far as Bernie Sanders goes, I think Tulsi, you're getting a lot more with Tulsi, who's got experience. She's got military experience. She's not afraid to take on the generals or the intelligence people. I really can't see anybody better right now in either party. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to buy this stuff about Trump. That he's not a peacemaker. Look what he's doing with Iran. We're very close to war with Iran. We don't have to have our fleet right there. There's no reason to have our fleet right there. We don't have to be putting the sanctions on Syria so they can't even get oil. This is criminal. And actually occupying some of the Syrian oil fields over there, we are actually helping Al-Qaeda just by doing that. We're helping ISIS, Al-Qaeda, a whole bunch, who I believe are just mercenaries anyway. The CIA hired mercenaries. And CIA, Mossad, probably British intelligence mercenaries. So all around, I don't see any other hope other than Tulsi. I mean, she may turn out to be a plus too, but I don't think so. I read her, I read the way she talks and everything like that, and she basically sticks pretty much to principle. I think when she says we're going to end these regime change wars and we're going to take our troops out of these places, we're going to bring them home. And I really liked at the end too, when she brought out the fact that you want to have things like national health care and fix the infrastructure, like you just said, that kind of infrastructure you got in places like Hawaii, and got problems even around here in North Carolina. Roads aren't the greatest in the world. If you're going to do that, you got to cut that military, I call it the imperial budget, because that's what it is.
Yes.
Imperial budget. It funds the empire. You could drastically reduce that and use that money for decent things for this country. You know, Russia spent $61 billion on their defense budget. They actually lowered it, I think, last year.
Yes, Putin lowered it.
Yet they still got a military that's second to none. I don't care what anybody says. they're prepared to defend their country. And if anything occurs, like to the Ukraine or any of those places around Russia's border, I feel sorry for any troops that are being away of the Russian army, because they are superb. They know they're defending their country, and they've got excellent weapons. And this is for spending $61 billion defense budget. But they're not out to police the world these days. They're not an empire. They got rid of their empire. We got to get rid of ours. There's no reason if they spend $61 billion, then we couldn't get away with the same thing as $61 billion. As long as we defend this country, who cares what goes on in the Middle East, really? It's none of our business. Or in Asia. Now they make it a big thing about China with, I don't know, those islands there. Even what's that called, Taiwan and Hong Kong. That's none of our business. That's China's business. It's just like if something went down in one of our states here in the United States, and they had to send in troops or something. Nothing. It wouldn't be Russia's business, or it would be China's business. Leave these people alone. Bring our troops home. Close something like 800 bases around the world. And that's it. Support our troops. Really support them by bringing them home. Put them on the border. At least maybe we could stop this invasion. But another thing that would stop the problems on the border is we stopped meddling in South America, like in Guatemala. We overthrew this guy like 10 years ago.
Yes.
And, we got some kind of a fascist in there. Because, oh, he was a socialist. I don't care if he was a socialist. Some ways socialism probably works in certain countries. I think it works better than, it certainly works better than fascism. I mean, come on. Defend this country. Let's take care of the problems in this country. Okay? Withdraw from all these places. Close these bases around the world. Stop meddling. And hopefully somebody like Tulsi will become president. I do have a little bit more hope than I had, because he really is, they can't keep her down anymore. She's trending all over the place. No matter what they do to try to stop her, she seems to be getting better and better. And I'm talking about her polling, and her recognition. I drove to Florida recently. One of my sons lives down there. And all through South Carolina, they had Tulsi signs up on the highway. I didn't see any in the other states. I didn't see in Georgia. I didn't see in Florida. I don't see it in North Carolina, where I live. But I saw it all over South Carolina. Very good. I'd like to see more. That's all I got to say, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And, Tulsi did really well. I just got – I'm still on her mailing list. And I just got this invitation. They have a highlights video they put together. And, of course, as always, they're asking for donations. They need to hit $130,000. Dollars in order to qualify her for the Houston debate in September. So apparently you are determined whether or not you can be on that stage by how much money you have, not by your ideas and not by your popular support. All right, we're going to go to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Question, Mike, in regards to tariffs. What type of impact, whether pro or con, does it have for the United States of America in terms of its economy?
Well, obviously, any product or any raw material used to make products that come from China, the tariffs are applied to it. It's kind of like a tax that the end customer has to pay.
Yeah, but what are the pros and what are the cons in regards to tariffs?
Well, the pros are protectionism for American corporations, which unfortunately are not positioned to take advantage of the situation, and that's been a problem all along. The cons are it makes everything more expensive for the American people at a time when we cannot afford it.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Paul in New Jersey. And, Paul, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, it was good to hear you let Steve Elkin speak on your show. It's kind of ironic because when I called Steve Elkin's show, he didn't let me speak on his show when I discussed just something as, mundane as the graduated income tax. And I guess since I do believe in a graduated income tax, that makes me one-tenth of a communist, because that's one of the 10 planks in the Communist Manifesto, the end of the book. Despite what people say about the socialist blue states, I would like to remind you that, according to U.S. News Report, an article from May 16th, on the 10 wealthiest states, you'd find out that based on a per capita income, you would find 9 out of the 10 top states are blue states.
Okay, well, listen, Paul, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Paul in New Jersey. And Paul, just let me just tell you that the situation, I think, is a little more complex than you make it out, where politicians are always ready to take credit for when things are good. and blame the opposition party when things are bad. But you need to understand that the liberal Democrats have always concentrated their political activities in states that had economic resources to work with, starting with the Deep South and the plantations prior to Civil War. So you're going to find, yes, they're out there in California, but California's prosperity, if you can call it that, isn't based on the liberal Democrats. It's based on the gold mining resources. It's based on the filmmaking industry. It's based on all the harbors and all the natural resources out there. The same thing on the East Coast, where they're in New York with the financial centers, the harbors, where all this commerce is going on. That's where they tend to gravitate to. You don't find a lot of liberal Democrats trying to set up shop in places like out in the Great Plains, where there isn't that much to work with except grain.
Exactly. But now, I live in the state of New Jersey, and we've been hearing about people migrating out of New Jersey. And I think that's kind of a boomer phenomenon. Because remember, and this is applying to you too, Michael, is you make your money in a blue state, and you retire and you're in a red state. And that's what people do all over the place. And a lot of it now, I believe, in leaving Jersey and New York, is just the aging boomers, and they're going to Florida to retire and die, right? And moving to a warmer climate.
Well, that's not what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is people are leaving New Jersey because of the incredibly high taxation that you tend to find in Democratic strongholds and the deteriorating conditions of the region itself. Again, that you find in Democratic strongholds.
Yeah, and now one thing, too, about New Jersey is, get this, New Jersey pays the most into the government in taxes on a per capita basis, federal government.
Yes.
And gets the least back from the federal government. So I would
argue that's a failure of the state government.
No, this is actually has to do with the federal government, too. We give most into the federal government. We get the least back from the federal government. You know what that makes us?
Yeah, but that's a failure of the state government.
The superior citizen, the more loyal
American
citizen.
Hang on, that's a failure of the state government. Excuse me, Paul. That's a failure of the state government to stand up and say, hey, we're giving you all this money. You know, we deserve something back for it. We deserve value for money. And if you go back to the original Constitution, non-apportioned taxation is expressly forbidden.
Right, but a lot of the red states are benefiting from actually one of the planks of the Communist Party, which is about the distribution of agriculture and common planning and through the central government, try to get people to populate out in the depopulated agricultural regions of the country. So there's a lot of subsidies and military aids and posts given to the rural red states, basically by a socialist type of governmental policy, another plank of the Communist Party. So,
okay, and on that,
look,
Paul,
we're not as capitalist.
On that, Paul,
think.
I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a station identification break. We'll be back with hour number two after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.